Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Lovely photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of Gaelic Warrior returning back to Loughlin Bridge in Carlow yesterday evening, and crowds of racing fans gathered yesterday to cheer on the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner with trainer Willie Mullins, two stable staff and jockey Paul Townend all accompanying the horse through the streets of Loughlin Bridge. A gorgeous picture there of a hero's return. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent is about the energy crisis, and Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that the government will now bring forward an intervention within the next week in response to rising energy prices. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been hearing they were keeping a watching brief. They've clearly kept it all under consideration and now have decided that people need help with rising fuel and energy costs. And the measures that the government is bringing in on fuel and energy are understood to be short term. So it's not going to be like what was brought in with the energy credits after Russia invaded Ukraine. So they don't want to commit to hundreds of millions of euro of a package, but they want a short, sharp measure over the next few weeks. That's provided, of course, that the war ends shortly. Otherwise, unfortunately, they're going to have to bring in more energy and fuel credits. So we'll see what happens when Cabinet meets next week on that. Obviously, the war dominating a lot of the front pages. The Irish Times: wave of Israeli airstrikes on bridges spreads panic and chaos in Lebanon. Sally Hayden is in Beirut and writing that parts of southern Lebanon are at risk of being cut off from the rest of the country after Israeli forces began striking bridges across the Litani River yesterday. And the announcement came less than 14 hours after the Israeli military issued an evacuation warning for a city, Tyre, in the south, ordering residents to move 18 kilometres north, prompting confusion and panic. And I'm not surprised, you're given an hour's notice to upend your entire life and head 18 kilometres away. So obviously all of this feeds in to the energy crisis, and now we have more attacks on gas fields. Donald Trump this morning is pledging that the US would massively blow up the entirety of the world's largest gas field in Iran if Iran attacks Qatar again. Back closer to home, the front of the Irish Times tells us that the owner of an illegally built house, which has been the subject of 20 years of legal proceedings, says he expects demolition of the house to begin this morning. Michael Murray, also known as Chris Murray, and his wife Rose built a 588 square metre house in Bohermean in Navan in 2006, despite being refused planning permission by Meath County Council. And then there was a whole big legal battle. And now the news is that it's expected that the house will be demolished later today. The Irish Sun: we forgive death driver. The parents of a three-year-old boy killed after being knocked down in a shopping centre car park accident say we forgive the driver. The parents have told the Irish Sun, it gave us an opportunity to say goodbye. He was waiting for us before his last breath. This is after their son was given CPR, allowing the child to make it to hospital before dying. The Irish Daily Star: shame on our parade. A play on rain on our parade. A St. Patrick's Day parade float that portrayed the Epstein files has sparked outrage after featuring apparent enactments of sexual assault. The float, featured in a number of parades in Mayo on Tuesday afternoon, has been branded tasteless, disgraceful and sickening. We had a lot of coverage of that here on News Talk yesterday. Elsewhere inside the papers, the Irish Independent is warning us, Adrian Weckler writing here, of a new Russian hack capable of stealing almost everything from our iPhone. This is something else to worry about at night. The Dark Sword iPhone hack can steal your saved passwords, WhatsApp messages, photos, your browser history and your cryptocurrency wallet details without you even knowing about it. So you'll never even know that this has happened. And it was discovered by researchers working with the mobile security company iVerify and Google. And apparently, if you go onto certain websites here, it affects phone users using the last version of Apple's operating system, iOS 18. So that's about 200 million iPhones around the world affected by this. It's called Dark Sword. And apparently the Russians, allegedly the Russians, are behind that. The country's top brands have been revealed. This is in The Sun. We like our drink here in Ireland because three of the nation's favourite tipples are among the country's strongest brands for this year. The number one brand in the country, I was quite surprised at this, is Baileys. That's followed by Penny's, then it's Guinness, then it's Ryanair, then it's Paddy Power and AIB. So not sure what that says about us as a country, but they are our top brands for 2026 here in Ireland. So then it's no surprise that you see that the Guinness Storehouse was the number one place people visited on St. Patrick's Day. The Star has got details from Free Now showing where most people went on St. Patrick's Day. So in Dublin, it was the Guinness Storehouse, followed by the Square in Tallaght, then McGowan's in Phibsborough, Ivy Gardens and Tallaght Stadium. The top hotspots on St. Patrick's Day in Cork were the Dean Hotel, Washington Street, Man Point Shopping Centre, Munster Technology University and the Clayton Hotel. In Galway, it was 13 on the Green, then 7, then Lombard Street. Only then was it Air Square in 4th position, and then it was O'Connell's Bar in Air Square. And in 5th, it was in Limerick. The top 5 were Little Catherine Street, Jerry Flannery's, Arthur's Quay Park, the Red Hen and St. Michael's Church. So very varied how people spend their St. Patrick's Day. Rory McIlroy's menu for the Masters dinner has been revealed. So among the many perks of winning is that you host the legendary Champions Dinner at Augusta next month. And we have the menu. So he's offering a choice between Wagyu filet mignon and seared salmon for the main course. So that's kind of Irish enough. It's a beef or salmon, a classic at a lot of Irish weddings. Also, we have glazed carrots and Brussels sprouts. There's no Ulster fry, by the way, but there is some bacon. He's gone for bacon wrapped around dates. And the dessert is a classic. I'd go for this as well. The dessert is sticky toffee pudding served with vanilla ice cream and warm toffee sauce, and this is the meal that you have on the Tuesday of Masters Week. A lot of talk about snoring in the papers recently and how it affects relationships. I see in the Mail today, it's not just snoring. Couples who sleep in the same bed wake each other up 6 times a night on average. As I say, it's not just the snoozing, it's also someone tugging at the covers or kicking out a leg, which can have a profound effect on the person they're sleeping next to. No wonder so many people are having sleep divorces or real divorces as a result of this, or going to separate bedrooms if they're lucky enough to have a separate bedroom. Researchers analysed existing sleep studies tracking couples in a shared bed, and up to 46% of couples' movements are shared, meaning that when one person moves, the other one does too. And this wakes you up 6 times a night on average. Now, final story. We're talking about the Irish people loving their drink. I see in The Eye we have a survey of what makes the best pub, the perfect pub. And really, number one is you need to have a beer garden. Now, not quite yet. I know it's a nice day today, but I wouldn't throw out the coat just yet. But when it does get summery and you want to go to the pub, you're going to need a beer garden. In second is a good Sunday roast, followed by an open fire, a range of quality beers, live music, ice cold beer on tap, bar staff who know your name. That's obviously if you're regular. Fish and chips on the menu, and a countryside location. They're the things that make the perfect pub.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.